All right, we're doing a civic duty. Civic duty. How's it going, Josh? How's it going? So, I'm on my way to the Y. Nope. I'm on my way to the PAC for racquetball lessons. We're starting them early. Lisa's got a big meeting tonight at 9, and she needs to be home by 8 so she can get her head in the game for the meeting. So usually I have racquetball at 6:30. Usually I leave at about 6:30. Instead, we're going to bump it up. I'm going to go early because I got to leave early. And I'm actually, like, it's 6 o'clock right now. I was planning to kind of get there for 6:15-ish. And, I'm actually leaving the house on time for once. I have my phone. I think I'm good to go. I got my rackets. I got my shoes. I got some food. Wow. This is crazy. Still maybe not as early as I'd like because it's definitely not a guarantee that you can get to the pack in 15 minutes. And especially it's not a guarantee that you can get to the pack and park your car and run from your car, which is parked on Cumberland Avenue. I think it's Avenue. Cumberland Avenue. I think it's Avenue to the pack. But anyways, we're more on schedule than normal, which is awesome, which I feel really good about. I want to listen to podcasts. Speaking of which, holy smokes, it is September 26th, and I haven't posted any September podcasts, so I really got to get in on that. Maybe that's tomorrow's project. Or maybe when I get home tonight, I can do that. Also, I think I'm going to cancel New Japan World for at least October. Maybe November and maybe December as well. This House of Torture bullshit is just, that's a stable in New Japan. You know what? It's not just, it is. I mean, Evil versus Sonata. Evil's a member of House of Torture. They're a stable. A faction, a group. Ah, shit, I accidentally got spit on my window. In New Japan, and their matches are bad. The wrestlers in the stable, in the faction are actually really good wrestlers, but they have them do such stupid, shitty, garbage, fucking annoying, unentertaining shit with all the outside interference and stupid. It's just bad. I think as a form of protest, I'm gonna cancel my subscription until the new year when Wrestle Kingdom will be January 4th, and that's when I'll restart my subscription. I think that's what I gotta do. That's what I'm gonna do. So I have to cancel that before the start of October. Why are we driving slow? Why are we? I guess we are carrying a bunch of fucking wood in the back of our truck. So, you know, fucking tough titty said the kitty. I just happened to take the road. Puts me behind a truck carrying. Oh, fuck. A bunch of wood on there, but I passed. I just said, fuck it. I don't want to drive 38. I'm trying to get to racquetball on time, so I don't want to drive 38 kilometers an hour, so I just fucking passed like an asshole. And you know what's going to happen now? What's going to happen? Oh, no, not so much. Almost what happened is that I ended up having to stop at a red light. Anyways, so they would have caught up to me, but now they're still maybe going to catch up to me. Maybe my rushing is super pointless and dangerous and unsafe, but I said, fuck it. I got to get to racquetball, so that's what I'm doing. So hope things are good with you. I miss you, Josh, as I always... Well, maybe I don't always say it, but I should. You know, because you know, you're the best. But anyways, let's listen to some music, eh? That's probably the right plan of attack here, so you don't have to listen to my dumb ass go on and on and on and on and on. He just gaps on and on. he yaps on and on, and he doesn't stop. He just keeps yapping on and on. It's hard to get my iPod to connect. Oh, jeez. Why are we going so slow? Fuck me. What's going on? Fucking Schmohawk. What are we doing? Fuck, man. I guess I'm behind a big truck, so what do I expect? I gotta figure out a way to get ahead of them. I'm whining. Yeah, I'm behind two big trucks when I'm in the center lane, so that's why we slowed down, but three big trucks. As much as it sucks for me and other drivers, like, it's gotta really suck for them. There's the old saying in trucking, you're not earning if you're not turning. And, you know, those guys gotta go through, because the way our fucking city is designed, it's so dumb. So many of the times when truckers are going through Saskatoon, they've got to go through the run, you know, where you're taking a fucking freeway in Circle Drive and running it through a residential, basically a residential area from Miller Avenue to Avenue C, where there's lights every block and it's so slow. For those guys, like, they're really cutting down on their per hourly rate of pay when they, when they've got to rip through this fucking stretch of Circle Drive. Like, they must fucking hate it, so. So, yeah, so as much as I whine about being trapped behind a bunch of slow trucks, it's gotta really suck for them. So, you know, empathy. It's important. Okay, let's get some music going. This fucking iPod connects. It's so finicky, it doesn't. There we are. That should do it. I heard a sound. There we are. Okay. This song's called The Man I Killed. It's by my favorite band, NoFX. And we're gonna listen to it again after. Yeah, we'll listen to it again after I finish. Song is called Benny Got Blowed Up, and I love it. I've maybe talked about this on the podcast before. It's a fucking jam. It's a great song. I love it, but I'm weird about it now because my son's name is Benny, and this song is about, it's about a kid who, you know, joins the army, and, you know, he gets blown up. So, you know, it's scary to think it's the same name as my son, and I don't want my son to get blowed up. So, yeah, I struggle with listening to that one. But maybe I should just, you know, not get all hung up on. Anyways, we're going to listen to another song called "100 Times Fucked Her." It's a great song. Scared if I listen to Benny Got Blowed Up, it'll make Benny get blowed up. I don't want Benny to get blowed up. But maybe that's stupid and I shouldn't worry about that. Why deny myself listening to a great song? The song's called "We March to the Beat of Indifferent Drum." Keep going, keep going, keep going. Thank you. Sorry if I'm a dick and I cut you guys all off. But... spots, unfortunately, but I may not need a 2-hour spot today. I may have to gamble on a 1-hour spot, but I don't like to do that. Alright, we're gonna turn this off for now. We gotta get going. Okay, can I park on Colony? Is there anything on Colony for me? Not really. I might have to fucking gamble. Ah, God, I don't want to do that, though. It's really not worth getting a ticket. I can probably fit there. Yeah, I probably can. All right. Okay, move. Oh, dear nigga. No, you're not going to take it, are you? Please don't. Please don't. Okay. Ah, I might not be able to fit here. Fuck. Cocksucker. Ugh. Gonna be late because of fucking parking. It's no fun. Come on, let me fit, let me fit, let me fit. Please let me fit. I think I'm gonna fit. Wow. I think I did it. Okay, we gotta go. I'm gonna run you in with me to chip away on the megabytes. Thanks for listening there, Jeesh. Hope you're doing well. See you later. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Have a good night. Oh, geez, you're still here. Okay, thanks for listening. Hope you're doing well. See you later.